Look at this photograph! It was seven in a face now!
Nickelback sucks! Hashtag Nickelback sucks. Name of this fucking episode. Episode 16. Chatty Bobcast, motherfucker. Nickelback sucks. It is Friday night. It is latest night, and the feeling's right. It is latest night. Oh, what a fool, what a night. So, it came a motherfucking gully washer, motherfucker. Look, it was tornadoes. I'm getting off work, and it come a motherfucker, is what it did. Rain, it sounded like some hail. Damn near tornado-like winds. We had a porta potty in our parking lot that was just roundabout. I mean, it was spinning. I was waiting to see where it was going to hit. I thought it was going to destroy my car. Wouldn't that have been the ultimate shoo-shoo, literally? But I survived it. I'm driving home. So hopefully I'll survive the ride home and you hear this episode. But I got another rant. Now I'm going to tell you something. It was storming for an hour and a half from 7:30. We close at 9. Y'all know that y'all got the memo last couple episodes, right? We close at 9 p.m., motherfucker, on Friday and Saturday nights. Oh, God, Chad, don't run that light. Shit! I think that's caught behind me. Good thing I didn't run that light. So, low battery. Shut the fuck up. We closed at 9 o'clock. 7:30, it was tornado warnings. The sirens were going off. We had to go duck, take cover, play duck, duck, goose, and all that shit for a little bit. We come out. People are still coming in the store during this fucking storm. What do you need so bad? It's fucking storming. It's not a damn rainstorm. It's a goddamn gully washer with tornado-like winds and all kinds of shit. And you're going to come in to our store? Fuck you! Okay? That's one problem I had. But worse than that, the storm finally subsides at about 8:30, 8:45. So we get our normal 8:56 rush. This guy and his son comes in at 8:59. And they come over to the computers. There's an open box computer, apparently, that they came in at about 8:59 a few days before. And didn't want to inconvenience anybody, they said, so they didn't buy it. Well, guess what? It sold. So they come, they drive all the way down here in the goddamn rain and fucking cats and dogs storm. And we don't have it. So they talk to our manager. And the damn computer wasn't there. So they find another computer that is discounted $450 off already. It's an open box. They want more money off. And our manager asked, our manager Terrence, shout out to Terrence, he's the man. He asked them why. You know, it's already discounted. And the motherfucker has the nerve to tell him, for my inconvenience of having to drive here in the storm. He wants a discount for inconvenience of him making the goddamn choice to get in his fucking car and drive his dumb ass out in the damn gully washer to come get an open box computer that he doesn't know if we have or not. That he didn't pull the trigger on 2 days prior. So you want to, you don't, fuck you. We're not giving you that discount. He gonna try to act like we're in the wrong. Do you know how many fucking retail rules you're breaking right now? Get the fuck out of here. You want a discount for your inconvenience when you made the fucking choice to get out and driving this shit. You did. We didn't say, hey, come on down to Best Buy at 8:59. You made the choice. That's like me walking into McDonald's and wanting a discount God. That's like me walking into McDonald's and getting pissed off that their food's making me fat, motherfucker. I made the choice. That's like me wanting a discount for my inconvenience of gaining weight from eating their food. You made the choice. I made the choice to go into McDonald's and eat. So whatever happens after I eat, as long as the burger ain't got shit in it that ain't supposed to be in it, McDonald's did their job, didn't they? I'm not going to go to McDonald's and try to get a discount. I hate everybody. Everybody sucks. You're going to try to give a guilt trip. You're going to try to give us a guilt trip? Get the fuck out of our store. Then it's like 9:30. I usually am out of there by 5 after 9. But people just were lingering like a sumbitch. So I didn't get to get out of there until almost 9:30. We get ready to walk out of the store. There's a guy that's definitely tweaked on something. It's like in our foyer, like there's the sliding doors that come from the outside, and then you walk in like the foyer, and then there's, or whatever it's called, the vestibule, or whatever it's called. And then there's the other doors that go into the Best Buy. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, where the car trip. He's sitting in there. Well, our doors are locked, so he gets our manager to open the door like a crack, and he gives this sob story about how he needs money. And our manager said, well, we're not going to give you money out of the register. So he asked our manager to ask all of the employees that are left in the store if we'll give him any money. So guess who gives him two goddamn dollars? Just get the fuck out, dude. I don't know if you're homeless or what, but get out. Here's $2. I'm sorry you're having a fucking shit day. Get the fuck out. It's one of those days, man. But guess what? I fucking survived it, didn't I? And I got paid for doing it. So all this bitching and complaining, hey, I got paid for it, man. That's what they pay me to do, ain't it? That's what they pay me to do. Pay me $1 million a year salary. Slightly embellishing. Oh, God. Speaking of millions, oh, the jackpot's at $108 million. Fuck me running. Suck me sideways. That's Dumb and Dumber. Best comedy of all time. There's no debate for that. Actually, you can debate it. I'll debate with you that National Lampoon's Vacation is the best comedy ever, along with Dumb and Dumber. Other than that, I don't want to hear your mouth. So yeah, they've implemented that whole rule now where you can't have your hand on your phone at all. You can't even be holding your phone while you're driving. 18-wheelers just trying to run me off the goddamn road. Thank you, sir. I'm not already terrified of you. It's fucking pouring down rain and you're driving 900 miles an hour on the interstate in a goddamn suicide machine. Sorry for all the language, but hashtag Nickelback sucks, man. Nickelback's fucking awful. You're not going to argue with me that they're a good, talented band. I'm not going to let it happen. Okay? You put Nickelback in that same damn category as Creed and all the other ones that sound like them. Florida Georgia Line, the country version. You put them all in a fucking island together. Let them sing to each other. Is alone in my limbos. That's Hootie, though. Hootie gets a pass with Chad. I'm a fan of Hootie. Fan of Hootie / Darius Rucker, baby. Even though he pretty much sounds a lot like Scott Stapp, just a better singer. My windshield wipers need to just chill out a little bit. But yeah, hashtag Nickelback sucks. Hope everybody's having a good time. This has been 9 minutes of your life that you'll never, ever be able to be reimbursed for. So, that's unfortunate. And what sucks the most, though, is when you're driving in the pouring rain in the summertime. Because it's fucking 90 degrees outside and it's raining. So you want to have your air conditioning on, but it makes your windows foggy. So, I'm just sweating. I got the damn defrost on. I mean, it's just, Chad, again, you got a car that's riding. Quit your bitching.
Quitchy bitchy. Quitchy bitchy.
Okay, sorry.
Ah.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it, it makes me laugh. I can't sing a lick, but I made lots of cash. Cause I just sing every song like that. I don't need evil talent at all. Chad Kroger, you can suck my balls.
That's what they sound like. They made millions of dollars. That's what they sound like. That's not an exaggeration. That's what they sound like. Look them up. You know the songs.
Never made it as a wise male. Never had a ready home here. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Not like you, Red Harry.
Hide. Millionaires. Chad Kroger. Sleeping on a pile of money right now. And that's what he sounds like. Hey, man. To each his own, you know? They used to get all kinds of spins on my DJ Chad Rowe mix CDs I used to make in high school. People had to have Nickelback on there. I'm like, oh my God. And Creed. I was drinking the Creed Kool-Aid when I was in middle school before I knew any better. Before I knew what music was. I was listening to fucking Tag Team Pig Power. Creed is worse, I think. Nickelback sucks, but Creed's worse though, I think. Creed's the reason Nickelback exists, though. Scott Stapp is the reason that Nickelback exists, and for that, I hate him.
Can you take me higher to a place where...
That's what they sound like. They're millionaires. Well, they used to be. I don't know if they still are. I think Scott Stapp had a drinking problem.
Yes, I had met. I got a drinking problem.
Who sang that? That Sammy? I don't remember. Chad, get it together. This is just, I mean, a twister. People are just driving all over the road. These people in front of me, I don't think they know what, if there even are lanes. The people are just acting like it's just a free-for-all on the road. And they're not in a jacked up truck, believe it or not. They're in like a four-door sedan. And they're driving around the road like they fucking own the joint. There's lanes for a reason, fucko. There you go. Get on out of here. Oh, man. How's everybody doing, man? Excuse me. These people in front of me are going 11. It's 55 where I'm driving. They may be going 11. It's raining, but it's not fucking unbearable. You know what I'm saying? Four-door sedan. I don't understand.
I don't understand. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So yeah, hope everybody's doing well. Chatty Bobcast, aka the ranting, the road rage show. That's all it is. It's just me ranting for 30 minutes about nothing. I just bitch for 30 minutes and complain. That's all I do. And y'all like it. But I love you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it shake. We going to make it shake. Ear bit. We going to make it shake, bitch. Bitch. I said we going to make it. We going to make it. Ear bit. We going to make it shake, bitch. If you haven't subscribed to the Pizzog Kizzast, what the fizzog are you dizzling? You know what I'm tizzogging a biz out? Get that shit popping, baby. Subscribe to me on the YouTubes, on the whatever the fuck. iTunes. And do me a favor and rate and comment on if you're subscribing on iTunes, because that really helps me. If y'all rate it, you know, we've got like 15 or 20 ratings, I think, but comment for me too if you're listening to it on Apple. because that pushes me up on the searches and stuff, man. So I appreciate it. And we're just maintaining, man. You know, we're just working. And I think I may go see, well, if, when this comes out, I would have already seen Child's Play. I think I'm going to go see that with Ivy Sunday. It's Friday when we're recording this. It's being uploaded on a Wednesday. So I will have already seen it. Hopefully it doesn't suck donkey balls. I have no hopes for it because I'm not super on board with this whole smart Wi-Fi home Chucky at all. But we'll see, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go into it negative. We're gonna hope that it's good, you know. We'll see what happens. Yes, I had meant. Now here comes the moment of truth, baby. We're going up the, we are in Ridgetop. The Popo are back in business. Let's see if they're still, they're back, you know, back in their normal spot. You know, they were at, Ridgetop police weren't a thing for a few weeks, and that was nice to come up here and not have to worry about getting pulled over, because the county wasn't fixing to sit up here and look for people speeding. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was, I mean, other than the people, you know, was, I mean, I rant and stuff, but it's just for the, it's an amped up version of myself, obviously. It's for the entertainment purposes of the podcast, and we all know that. If you don't know that, then if you don't know, now you know. No. Yep, there they are. Hey, they, I mean, that's the thing. They don't have any, this place, this Ridgetop is 6 miles. I mean, it's a half a mile in width, the length, and it takes 38 seconds to get through the town. So they only have like four spots to sit at. And we're through Ridgetop. Just like that. Hop's giving a fuck. There we went. Yeah, baby. Had a lady try to get some fire sticks today. People just blow me away. We had her on camera putting three fire sticks in her purse. She's been in our store multiple times doing this. She's gonna go to jail. They're gonna get her. But we have her on camera doing it. And as she's walking out of the store, we tell her, like, hey, you gonna take those out of your purse? She swears up and down she doesn't have them. So she leaves with them. So she gets three fire sticks. And it just trips me out, bro. Like, people just do what, I mean, you're gonna end up going to jail and sitting in a fucking cell for several months or maybe a year or something, as many times you've been doing it, for fucking fire sticks, bro. They're $39 a piece. You stole $120 worth of fire sticks, and you're gonna go to jail for that? Is that really worth going to jail for? Jesus, man. I need y'all to do better out there in life. You know, I'm not judging people on their situations, but don't fucking steal from people, man. Go out and work for your fucking money, bro. People kill me. The amount of time and effort they put into becoming thieves and cheats and liars, they could just be doing that and working like honest livings and working for their money. People kill me, man. But it's just life, dude. It's always going to be a thing. There's always going to be people that do bad and people that do good. And if there wasn't for, you know, there's got to be shoes in the world. Otherwise, it wouldn't make the good people special. Again, speaking of shoes, this Dodge truck needs to make some life decisions about whether or not they want to be on this road or not. Because right now, I can't tell what they want. They don't know where they're at. They don't know what they're doing. Why is there a flashing light on that person's license plate? I'm gonna put a fucking strobe light on your license plate. Shoo to the shoo. I can't wait till I do one of these extended episodes when we do like a road trip. Like me, Tony, and Jordan, or me and Ivy, or somebody. When we can get us, if we can get us some type of road trip edition, this would be amazing. This Dodge truck is going to make me God, dude. At first, I thought it was the car in front of it, and that car turned. So now it's I just don't get it. I get being safe. I'm going 36 miles an hour, and it's a 45. That means they're going 9. That's how I come up with my numbers. Thank you. Thank you. Get the fuck away from me. Turn left. Full at a E. Hashtag Nickelback sucks. But we're going to work on the new album soon. I'm going through beats now. I don't know if we're going to call it Baker's Dozen 4 or what we're going to call it. I think I'm going to go with 4. Just keep that train rolling. I look forward to it, man. You know, it's always fun picking beats out, you know, picking out a good chunk of, you know, 5 to 7 beats to get started. And then, you know, the way that I do my, and there's a train, and it's barely moving. Are you kidding me? This train is stopped on the tracks, bro. This train is stopped on the tracks. This is real life. This is my life, guys. Gals. This is my life, I know. So we're not gonna go over these railroad tracks because God, why does this thing? Now I'm gonna have to drive all, and it's going the direction towards my house. So now I'm gonna have to go all the way down. Oh my God. Why? Why? This day can tongue fuck a shithole is what this day can do. This Friday the 21st can tongue kiss my fucking shithole. Not even my shithole. The dirtiest unwiped shithole of America. This day can kiss. With its tongue. Oh my God. I don't understand. Why is this a thing? I have to go like another 3 miles down the road to backtrack, to turn. Oh my God, dude. Because this train is going to stop on the tracks. That's why I'm not going to wait for it. It's damn near stopped on the tracks now. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to keep on rolling. Sure, 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 sure. Hashtag Nickelback sucks. And there's a cop sitting up here posted like a stop sign, baby. Posted like a stop sign. Right? Why do they just sit there? They just sit, dude. There's another one. Greenberg, bro, like, they just sit, dude. They just sit and wait. Wait for somebody to fuck up. So annoying, man. I mean, I get it. But it's the thing about living in a small town, man. You know, like, small towns, there ain't a lot popping off. So cops are most of the time, they're just sitting around trying to get tickets for random shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, this train, bro, this train is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So we're going to have to drive all the way down to Springfield to make something shake. Because the train track, dude, I'm almost beating it. I'm ahead of it now, but the guards are down, so I can't beat it. Why? Well, maybe I can get down at this next one. I don't even remember where it's at. I don't even want to risk it, bro. I'm just gonna drive down to Springfield. keep on rolling, be a sure baby. I need this guy to get off my ass. Need to get out of getting my ears, yeah, yeah. Get off my ears, yeah, yeah. My freestyles, dude. Get off my ass, bro. Man, thank you. I'm in the slow lane for a reason, fucker. Go around me. Thank you. Appreciate you, bub. Fuck out of here. Hashtag Nickelback sucks. Now we're back to the big old fat rain. Shout out to Forrest Gump, dude. Just the worst luck ever. I mean, worst choice in a woman. Jenny was a whore. I mean, yeah, Jenny learned at the end, but she had ruined his life by that point. He had Haley Joel Osment as a kid. You know, I mean, it was just tough for Forrest. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember where these train tracks are. Can't remember. I can't remember. But yeah, Jenny was a whore, man. Ah. I'm gonna catch a cold with this air conditioner. I got this air conditioner on now. I said, fuck it. I'd rather be cool than be able to see. Because that's where my priorities are when it comes to my comfort. I'd rather, you know, not sweat than be able to, you know, have vision. So there's that. We'll just hope, we'll just let Jesus take the wheel, dude. Carrie Underwood told us years ago, you know, let Jesus take it. Where is this fucking turnoff? Jesus tap dancing. And I missed it. Fuck! Of course I missed it. It creeps up on you like a fucking snake in the grass. Not to mention, I can't see. Woo! Diary of a Madman, volume 78. Diarrhea of a Madman. Diarrhea of a Madman. Oh, that's not what I meant. Where are we at? This is going to be the longest episode in the history of the Chatty Bobcasting. Oh, I can't do it anyway. There's another train stopped on the tracks up here. So, it's just... it's clusterfuck city, ladies and genitals. Clusterfuck. So, hopefully, the world, you know, will be... fix itself at some point. I don't see it fixing itself anytime soon. That's why it's best to just not take it seriously. You know what I mean? I found myself, as I've gotten older, I look at people that I don't know if I just walk by, especially like working retail, I don't take any people seriously that aren't like my bosses or, you know, like my coworkers. Like just regular people coming in, I look at them and I just laugh. I just don't take anybody seriously. And the reason that is because people that are in Best Buy that aren't working there to provide for their family, if they're just in there to buy stuff, their life's not that bad. So I don't take them serious. So you can't make me. I just laugh. I'm just like, look at this fucker. I'm in here getting a goddamn, just a dead gum Apple Watch wristband. Look at this motherfucker. Getting a fucking band for his Apple Watch. Take this guy seriously. He's over there like looking at all the different ones, inspecting them, making sure that they're not like damaged. Like, get the fuck out of here. Got your Patagonia tank top on. Lumberjack beard. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to take you serious. That was a joke. I appreciate everybody's business that comes into Best Buy. We really appreciate, you know, your business. It pays my bills. So we work together. You know what I mean? If y'all didn't come in and shop, then I wouldn't be able to work there and provide for my family. So, you know, you're the number one. You're number one in my book. You pick out that Apple Watch band and you make sure it doesn't have the smallest fray in any of the strands on the band. You just make sure of that. You make sure that there's nothing out of sort. sir. I don't want you to be, I don't want you to be dissatisfied at all with that Apple Watch band. Okay? Thank you, sir, for your due diligence of inspecting that. There's a car that's been following me for about a mile and a half. It may be the guy that I'm making fun of with the Apple Watch band. Who knows? It may be the Scooby-Doo van. You know what I mean? One wouldn't, you know. We're going to find out. I finally just had to go all the way around everywhere. So now we're on the, yep. And it's the same, and they're following me. They're going down the same thing. Do you remember the time when we fell in love? Well, listen here. If you're a copper, I'm going to need you to know something. I got L's. They're legit. My tags are legit. My insurance is legit. My registration is legit. And I ain't been on my cell phone. I ain't touched it once. So, you want to pull me over? And, hey, that'll make a perfect ending to the night, honestly. You know what I'm saying? It's pouring down rain. Get off my ass, bro. You see the speed limit? The speed limit's 35 miles an hour, fuckwad. I'm not going over that. You can't make me. My head hurts so bad right now. I'm trying to just talk my way through it. I wasn't going to do a podcast because my head hurts so bad. But it's made for a good one, maybe. Or maybe it's the worst one. I don't know. Get off my ass, dude. I want to ride. If I didn't know it was a cop, if I didn't know for sure, I would slam on my brakes and let him hit me. And just, let's just fight in the middle of the street, under the street lights. Like two grown humans, like two insane human beings. Because you're obviously, you don't care that I'm obeying the speed limit. You're crawling up my butthole like a tapeworm. Is that how they get in? Do they get in through your butthole? I hope not. I don't know why I said I hope not, because it ain't like I got one in me or anything. Clearly. Ooh, I smell skunk. Either I smell skunk or some dank. Is that what they call it? Is that still called dank? Probably not, Chad. You're fucking old and out of, you're just out of touch like Hall & Oates, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. You're out of touch. This has been the longest drive home of all time. Of all time. It's so foggy out that I turned my brights on and I couldn't tell a difference. Are you turning off? Yeah, you're turning off, motherfucker. And it was a cop. And it was a cop. I'm telling you, they just love to, just meander. They're meanderers. What's this guy doing? What is he doing? What do you think he's driving? How dare he drive at 10 p.m.? He's got to have something going on with him. Why is he out on the road? Let me follow him for 2.5 miles out of my way and then turn off when I realize he ain't doing shit. Forget it. How many people despise when people will not turn their brights off? I just think way too much of other people, man. I am not near as selfish as I need to be in life. That's probably why I'm not successful. Because I'm not selfish. I'm not selfish enough, man. I worry too much about other people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be successful. Is that early Drake? Was that 09? Is that 09 Drizzy? We're almost at home, man. This has been the longest ever episode. It's probably like 6 hours long, I think. I'm not doing the 6 parts. I hope everybody has a wonderful time, you know, whenever they're listening to this. If you're even, there's probably not anybody that made it through the end of it. It was insane. But I'm glad I could take y'all along for the ride. This is what happens with Chad Arms in the car. And Chatty Bobcast, man, episode 16. Hashtag Nickelback sucks, man. Because they do. It's a fact. It's not up for debate. It's not an opinion. It's the God's word. Nickelback sucks. Hashtag. But all seriousness, turn your brights off. I did it. You do it. I did it. You do it. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You waited a little too long there. We'll need you to speed up. But yeah, just being real, I hope everybody has a wonderful time. A wonderful day, night, morning, whenever it is that they're listening to this, because life is too short, man. Life's too short to be stuck up all the time. You know what I'm saying? And be so serious all the time. Life is hard as shit, man. It's tough surviving. And if you don't laugh and you don't make jokes and you don't make fun of yourself, man, it makes life miserable, bro. You know what I mean? It's the best way to just get through rough points. You know? Because there's times, man, like right now, I feel like shit. Like, I got a headache. My sinuses are all stopped up. But I'll be all right. You know what I mean? I made it safely home and get a night's sleep and get up and do it all over again tomorrow. You know? I'm sure the dogs are just freaking out, dude. They have been here. My brother's still at work. They have been here for hours. I'm sure they're just terrified of what's going on. They're going to pee all over the place, brother. Not really. But yeah, man, I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you so much for all the support on everything that I do. Whatever it is that I do, y'all support it, and I love you for it, and I always will. If you ever need me, holler at me. I don't call it fans, man. I don't like that word. I like just, you know, support system. And that's what y'all are, and I want to be that for y'all as well. So, y'all have a great night, man. I'm safely at the house, at the Hizu. Stop it, white people. Yeah, this is definitely a lot longer of an episode, 38 minutes long. Love, peace, and hair grease, man. Triple Flicks, motherfucking mafia. Woo!